So today we have very good fortune of having Her Grace Savitri Mataji with us, and she will be enlightening us on Navdeep Mahatmya. Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your wonderful presence. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ishwari Kumari. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to all the Vaishnavas. We are going to read from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. We are going to start the 11th chapter. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Dham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataruvyascha kripa sindhuvya evacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo nama nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vagadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, 11th chapter. The name of the chapter is Visiting Sri Koladvipa Sri Samudragar Shri Champahatta and description about Shri Jayadev Goswami. So the chapter starts, All glory to Shri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Srivasa and all the devotees of the Lord. All glory to the land of Gaura, the best of all lands, where Sri Chaitanya descended with his name. So, Nityananda Prabhu was talking to Jiva Goswami. He said, everyone listen here. The Ganga conveys, he is with five other rivers. Here, Pancha Beni. Here, the Ganga flows here with the Mandakini and the Alakananda, the Saraswati is also hidden here. The Yamuna comes from the west with the Bhagavati and the swift Manasaganga also flows within them. Considering this place, Mahaprayaga sages have performed billions of sacrifices here with Lord Brahma. So this place is very, very beautiful, this very, very important place. Shri Nityananda Prabhu was speaking to Shri Jiva Goswami that here five rivers combine together, merge together. So this place is known as, you know, Pancha Beni, where Pancha rivers met together. And also the rishis, they say about this place as Mahaprayaga. As we know, in Prayaga, three rivers merge together, but here five rivers. This place is very powerful place. All souls who give up their life in the water, on the earth or in the air here at Shri Golok Vrindavan. Means direct Golok Vrindavan. This point we are hearing again and again. Golok Vrindavan is our destination. And yes, we are hearing about the Goloka chart. Very wonderful. So our mind should be focused in Goloka. And that facility also we have how to attain the goal. So next, Sri Nityananda Prabhu was speaking about the Kulia Pahar or Kola Deep. Kola Deep. This is one of the nine islands of Navadvip. Here little story is there in Satya Yuga. One Brahmana Kumara used to live here in Kola Deep or Kulia Pahar. And his name was, you know, Vasudev. Brahman Kumar name was Vasudev. And he worshipped a deity of Sri Varaha and constantly prayed to him. O Lord, mercifully reveal yourself to me so that my eyes and my life may be fulfilled. Praying in this way, the Brahmana would roll on the ground and cry, O Lord, if you do not reveal yourself, my life is worthless. Eventually, Sri Varaha mercifully revealed himself to Vasudeva in the form of a boar, Varahadev. Lord Sri Krishna's 10 avatars are very famous, right? One of the avatars' name is Varahadev, in the form of a boar. And the description of the Varahadev is beautiful. As we know, in other yugas, in Satya Yugas, people would worship Lord Varahadev also. Like in Kali Yuga, we worship Nrisimhadev amongst the 10 avatars. Although we know, means Lord Krishna and Balaram also are counted in those avatars, but still, they are the avataris. Avatari. And Varaha avatar used to be worshipped in Satyuga. And Kali Yuga, mostly people worship Nrisimhadev. So Lord Varaha was very pleased with the worship of Vasudev, Brahmana. And he told him, O Vasudev, you are my devotee and I am very pleased with your worship. When Kali Yuga arrives, I will perform pastimes in Navadvip. Listen to my conclusive words. So Lord Varahadev revealed this truth to Brahmana Vasudev about the appearance, future appearance of Lord Varahadev in Navadvip. He said, "When there is no abode like Navadvip in the three worlds. All of my most beloved abodes are hidden within it." I'm reading 23, text number 23, chapter 11. So Lord Varaha revealed this point to Vasudev Brahmana, that all the other abodes are also hidden in within Navadvip. He said, Brahmavarta and all other holy places that exist are present here. This is the conclusion of all the scriptures. The holy place in which I appeared during Brahma's sacrifice and killed Hiranyaksha, ripping him with my tusks, exists here where I have now appeared. It's amazing. All the places of Krishna's pastimes or other avatars' pastimes are also present in Navadvip. Lord Varahadev is revealing this point. All holy places exist here and serve Navadvip. By residing in Navadvip, you reside in all the holy places. And he said, you are fortunate, you have served me in Navadvip. You will take birth here when I appear as Sri Gauranga. Easily you will see his grand sankirtan and extraordinary form. Saying this, Sri Varaha disappeared. A divine voice then arose to guide the brahmanas, means to, how to achieve Krishna prema, actually. As we know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sankirtan already started. In before other chapter, we understood the chant Kazi was delivered. And the pastime are very described in Chaitanya Bhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged a big Mahasankirtan party in defiance with Kazi's order, because Chant Kazi did not approve Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan, and he broke the Mridanga to stop the Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan, and he ordered whoever would do this Sankirtan, he would be punished. He would take everyone's jati, means he would convert all the Hindus into Muslims. So Lord Chaitanya, when heard, he said, we will protest, we'll create a revolution against Kaji. So he arranged Maha Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan Yagna or Leela. In that Maha Sankirtan, thousands, hundreds of devotees joined, not only human beings, but the demigods also descended in the form of human. Everybody would hold a torch at night time and chanting, dancing along with everyone, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a big, big Nama Sankirtan party. And it is said in Chaitanya Bhagavat that that nobody could understand how the small place Navadvip Dham they held so many devotees in one place. It is said in lakhs and koti, means millions and millions of people were there joined. So the conclusion was that Navadvip Dham is not material, it's spiritual. And the place expand according to the pastimes. The place expanded to hold, to give the room for millions of devotees. And Mahasankirtan lasted for one night of Brahma. This Sankirtan Leela is compared like Rasa Leela in Krishna's pastimes. In Krishna's pastimes also, the Rasa Leela went on during the whole one night of Brahma. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat says the Leela, the dhammas are not material, and the dhammas can expand or also dhammas can reduce. Like in Krishna Leela, we hear that Nanda Maharaj had 9 lakh cows. So in the small Vrindavan land, how could all the 9 lakh cows reside? Where was the place? How the 9 lakh cows were taken care of is beyond our material calculation. Because the land can expand. Also, the time can expand. Time can constrict, can be constricted by Krishna's will. This is most amazing thing. Whoever can remember Lord Chaitanya's Mahasankirtan Leela, he gets the Krishna Prema immediately. His heart becomes ecstatic in Krishna Prema. This is a benediction. So in Navadvipa, Lord Varahadev said, all the abodes are here, present here, hidden. Because Navadvip Dham is the material, a spiritual. So he said, Lord Nityananda was speaking to Srila Jiva Goswami that that in Vasudev, that Brahmana understood that in Vaivasata Manvantara, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would appear in Navadvip. And here, all the rishis, the sages kept this truth hidden and also hinted at it in the scriptures. The wise understand all of this. The full details were not there, just a hint. So, Vasudev Brahmana was also a very learned Brahmana. He understood the hint was there in the scripture. Because in Kali Yuga, it will be more manifested. So that was the point. With great joy, the Brahmana performed Sankirtan, chanting the name of Gaura constantly within the heart. This point is a very beautiful point. Chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra immediately gives us the remembrance of Radha Krishna as well as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Krishna combined form. We become spontaneously aware of Radha Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu through this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the access of Krishna Prema. So Nityananda Prabhu said, you know, Kola Dweep is like a mountain-like place. And Lord Varaha's name is also Koladev. So due to Varahadev, this place is known as Koladvip. And this mountain-like place is known as, you know, Giri Govardhan of Vrindavan. So Giri Govardhan also present in Navadvip Dham. And from, you know, on its north, there's one forest is known as Sri Bahulaban. So all the Vrindavan forests are also present in Navadvip. So in Koladvip, the place, those 12 forests are also present, but not according to the arrangement of the Vrindavan. Here the arrangement is reversed. Why? Because Biporje Premo Buddhi Vriddhi Ei Apurupo. And that here the arrangement is reversed. Why? To increase everyone's divine love. Navadvip is very, very mysterious place. The only purpose is to give the love of Krishna here, divine love of Krishna. The heart melts while chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Heart melts when you remember Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's an amazing dham. I was hearing Srila Prabhupada's lecture. He was saying very beautiful point that before chanting, we chant Panchatattva's name. We remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the heart becomes ecstatic in love of Godhead. So even a third class man chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will experience ecstasy, Srila Prabhupada was saying. And it's a fact. Gradually heart becomes so soft, it melts by uttering Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in love for Krishna. And also we hear this is a complete glorification of Lord, Sankirtanam, Samyak Rupena Kirtanam, glorification. How? Because when you say Hare Krishna, means Krishna and Krishna's energy. And this is the sum total of Krishna Tattva. Krishna with his energies, Krishna Swarup and Shakti Trayo Gyan, Jar Hoy, Tarnay Krishnate Agyan. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that. Krishna Swarup, Krishna's Swarup, the personality of Krishna, and Shakti Trayo Gyan, and his three primary energies. If we have the full knowledge of Krishna along with his three primary energies, internal energy, external energy, and marginal energy, all together is Krishna. So when we say Hare Krishna, we understand complete Krishna, we worship complete Krishna, we are surrendered to Krishna along with his all energies. Jar hoy tar noy Krishnate agyan. He cannot remain ignorant about Krishna. So this is a wonderful point. We worship Krishna with his all energies. So whenever a devotee is sufficiently mature, then he realizes very wonderfully, Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna combined form. Sankirtan Lila means he is singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, dancing along with his associates. The same thing in Vrindavan. You see Radha Krishna along with all the gopis. That point we are going to hear. The more one is advanced, the more he feels that way. Both pastimes become very much visible or understood side by side. So this Navadvip Dham gives us the facility to experience love of Krishna. Then Nityananda Prabhu says that here you see two Tirthasthan. One is Dwarkabari, Puri, and Sri Ganga Sagar. Oh, best of the wise, see the both Dwarkapuri and Sri Ganga Sagar. As we know, in Dwarkapuri, Krishna used to live in a palace within the ocean, right? So here also that sthan, that Tirthasthanam is present. One beautiful story also there, that Sri Samudra Sen was the king here. He was a great devotee of Krishna. He knew nothing but Krishna. This Samudra Sen was the king's name, you know. He used to live here in Dwarkapuri, in Navadvip, that is on the bank of the ocean. So once there was a big battle between Bhimsena and Samudra Sen, King Samudra Sen. In Mahabharata, the description is there. After the King Yudhishthir was established as the emperor of the world, after the battle of Kurukshetra, all the brothers went different places, different directions to collect the taxes for the king. So Bhimsen came to the Navadvip Dham, came to Bengal, to conquer Bengal. And the king Samudra Sen fought with him. Battled with him. Although Samudra Sen was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, he knew about the Pandavas, that if I could defeat Bhimsen, then Lord Krishna would come here to protect Bhima. So in this way, I will have darshan of Lord Krishna. That was his plan. Seeing seeing Bhimasena, he had that plan. Means very good, because Pandavas were known that as the very intimate associates of Krishna, and Krishna always protects his devotees. In Bhagavad Gita also he said, right? Name bhakta pranashyati. And it's a fact. As Krishna's devotees, we must have this faith very, very deeply in our heart. Krishna promised that, right, in Bhagavad Gita. Name bhaktya kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktya pranashyati. Paritranaya sadhunam. Krishna appears to protect the sadhus, to give us the protection. So Samudra Sen knew about that if I really fight with Bhima, so Lord Krishna would come to protect him. And Bhima was really, was not able to counteract his arrows. Bhima was not able to stand even before Samudra Sena. So Bhima was thinking of Lord Krishna in his heart, please come and protect me. Because if you do not protect me, then it will be a great shame for you. Your name will be tarnished. That you are Bhakta Vatsala, you are the protector of your surrendered soul, you know. So please, appear here, protect me. I'm in great danger. So Bhimasen was praying to Lord Krishna in his heart. Hearing Bhima's sorrowful cry, Krishna mercifully appeared on the battlefield. An extraordinary event that took place, Samudra Sen saw the Lord's form, but no one else did. And that was the innermost desire of Samudra Sen, to have darshan of Lord Krishna, but others did not see it. Only Samudra Sen. And he saw beautiful form of Lord Krishna. The Lord's adolescent form was the color of the fresh rain cloud. A forest garland swung on his neck and his crown shone. He had extremely beautiful ornaments on all his limbs, and his extraordinary body was clothed in yellow garments. Seeing Krishna's form, the king fainted out of divine love. He then steadied himself and prayed to the Lord. So Samudra Sen beautifully offered prayer to Lord Krishna. And then he said, O Lord, I live in Navadvip. And I had this desire that you would also appear here. So he said, my vow, however, O merciful Lord, was that you would appear in Navadvip. I will see your enchanting form here so that I do not have to leave Navadvip. Samudra Sen had this desire, also had this vow. Although he had the darshan of Krishna, but he wanted to have darshan in Navadvip. So he actually fulfilled, Krishna fulfilled the desire of Samudra Sen, but he said more, that my Lord, O merciful Lord, I want to see you as Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, because he also knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, would appear in Navadvip. So that was the prayer. When he prayed to Lord, please show me your Gauranga form. I live in Navadvip and I wanted to see Gauranga form in Navadvip. Lord Krishna fulfilled that desire also. The king suddenly saw before him the incomparably sweet forms and pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. Krishna was tending cows and playing with the friends in Sri Kumudavana in the afternoon. Within a moment, these past tense disappeared, and the king saw the form of Sri Gauranga, filling his eyes, immersed in grand sankirtan. The Lord was dancing and chanting with his devotees. The Lord's extremely beautiful golden luster made the eyes of the king quiver and his heart palpitate intensely. So see that he saw Lord Krishna having past tense in Navadvip, in Kumudaban, Vrindavan, Lord Radha, Radha Krishna with his devotees, devotees playing, you know, nice past tense in Kumudaban with the sakhis, with the gopis. And next moment he was seeing Lord Gauranga was performing Sankirtan Leela. Same Radha Krishna, Sankirtan Leela, is surrounded by all the associates. And Radha Krishna is surrounded by all the gopis in Vrindavan, side by side. A very fortunate soul can perceive Lord Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela continuously. It is the most fortunate incidents one can have in the life, you know, fortunate experience. Gaura Leela, Krishna Leela are so intimately connected. Krishna Leela is not complete by just, you know, by just Vrindavan pastimes. Krishna Leela is complete Vrindavan past with Vrindavan Leela and Gaura Leela combined in Navadvip Leela. You know, Krishna Leela in Vrindavan and Gauranga Leela in Navadvip. When are combined together, that is complete Krishna Leela. This is Vrindavan Leela can be considered as part one, and Gauranga Leela in Navadvip can be considered as part two Krishna Leela. So seeing the form of Lord Gauranga, the king considered himself fortunate. Then he offered prayers at the Lord's lotus feet. Samudra Sen was very fortunate. He wanted to see Gauranga Mahaprabhu's form, that is Krishna's form in Navadvip. So Krishna fulfilled that desire, but Bhim Sen did not see that Leela. So after that, Samudra Sen left the battlefield and he gave all the taxes to Bhim Sen. Bhim Sen very happily collected the taxes and went away. In this way, this in this chapter, we hear this wonderful point. Actually, it is there in Mahabharata, after, because generally we hear Mahabharata up to the that point, that after Kurukshetra battle, Lord Yudhishthir became the king of the whole world. What happened afterwards, that is also written in Mahabharata. So this incident took place after that, you know, point, means after Yudhishthir became king or emperor the whole world. And in Samudragar, means where it is known as Ganga Sagar too, where Ganga river merges into ocean. As we hear this way, that Ganga Devi merged into ocean. But here in this chapter we are hearing that Samudra took the shelter of Ganga, actually. This point, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda, speaking to Jiva Goswami, he said, this place, Samudragar, is on the boundary of Navadvip. Even Brahma does not know the glories of this place. The ocean came to the shelter of Ganga here, and with the mood of a devotee, served the feet of the Lord. The Ganga said, O ocean, very soon my Lord will stay in a forest on your bank. The ocean said, O goddess, listen to my words. The son of Sachi never leaves Navadvip. Although he will stay on my bank for some time, he will remain invisibly in Nadia. See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip. Also, he stayed on the bank of the ocean, that place, Samudragar. So, ocean took the shelter of Mother Ganga. And with the mood of a devotee, he worshipped Lord Krishna. This point is so wonderful. And Lord Nityananda showed us, or Panchatattva, or the associates of Lord Gauranga showed us how to worship Radha Krishna with the proper mood, the proper emotion, proper sentiment. We must have this sentiment. I am a servant of Krishna. I am eternal part and parcel of Krishna. I am submissive, I am subordinate servant of Krishna. That mood must be there. So Samudra or the ocean had this mood. Actually, in the next chapter we will hear more about the mood, emotion. Lord Gauranga gave us the emotion of a devotee. He is the Lord, Supreme, Absolute Truth. He came as a devotee to show us how to become a devotee, how to practice Krishna consciousness. He showed the mood because he accepted the mood of Srimati Radharani, mood of a devotee or mood of a surrendered soul, the emotion. And Nityananda Prabhu also showed that. So we learned this from Panchatattva, the mood or emotion, proper emotion of a devotee. Practicing devotional service means Krishna consciousness, devotee consciousness. As a servant, I must approach Lord. This is the point. So here Nityananda Prabhu also says that the Vedas sing of the manifest and unmanifest pastimes of the Lord here in his eternal abode in Navadvip. Also, Vedas also live there. As we know in Krishna Leela, Vedas, the Shrutis offered wonderful prayers to Krishna, the personified Vedas. So in Navadvip also, personified Vedas also live here. And they sing manifest and unmanifest pastimes of the Lord. Two types of pastimes going on, prakat and aprakat. So they sing, O beautiful goddess, I will stay here under your shelter and serve Sri Gauranga in Navadvip. So Samudragar or Samudra saying, and Samudra means the ocean, personified ocean, said this points to Mother Ganga. The Vedas are here, they live here, they sing Lord's manifest and unmanifest pastimes, and they live also in Navadvip Dham, and I will also live in Navadvip Dham, and I will always stay under your shelter. So saying this, the ocean stayed in Navadvip, meditating on the eternal pastimes of Gauranga. After that, Nityananda Prabhu came to Champahatta Gram. The village is, the name of the village is known as Champahatta Gram. Champahatta Gram, nowadays it is known as Champahati. And this village is the portion of Khadirbon of Vrindavan. As we know, all the 12 forests are also present in Navadvip Dham. So Champahatta Gram is the part of Khadirbon, Khadir forest of Vrindavan. The name is famous as Champahati or Champakhatta. There's a story that here daily Champaklata Sakhi would pick Champak flowers here, string garlands and serve Radha and Krishna. So previously there's a beautiful Champak forest. The whole forest, can you imagine the whole forest full of Champak flowers? Champak flowers are very, very fragrant and also very bright golden color. In our country, we used to, have Champak flower from the market. Like jasmine flower, used to buy jasmine flowers and Champak flower. They're so fragrant to worship, Lord. And I cannot just imagine the whole forest is full of Champak flowers. That place is very famous for that. And Champaklata Sakhi, who is the one of the Ashta Sakhis of Srimati Radharani, would pick Champak flowers. According to her, this name is known as Champakhatta or the Champak flower. Here, string garlands and serve Radha Krishna. But later, what happens, when Kali Yuga started, garland makers eagerly began to take the Champak flowers from the forest. They established a market and reside here. They would take the flowers and sell them, and the villagers will buy them. As a result, the beautiful place was named Sri Champakhatta, and the people began to call it Champahati. Still, it is there, Champahati. This place was visited by Lord Nityananda and Sri Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami. And one beautiful story also there here, that when Lakshman Sen was king of Bengal, at that time Sri Jayadev Goswami used to live here. As we know, Jayadev Goswami was famous for his wonderful, beautiful poems, Gita Govinda and Dashavatara Stotram, right? And he wrote Dashavatara Stotram and Gita Govinda while he was living in Navadvip Dham, near Champahati Dham, Champahati, that village. In that village, he used to live during the rule of King Lakshman Sen. So when he wrote the Dasha Avatara Stava Stotram, the king Lakshman Sen came to know that. He was the king of Bengal at that time. He wrote the Dasha Avatara Stotram, and we also sing that stotram, right? Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam Advuta Shringam. We sing only Nasingha Stotram, written by one Stotram written by Jayadev Goswami. So when King Lakshman came to know about this wonderful, beautiful Dashavatar Stotram, he came to see him at night. And he was very much happy to meet with Jayadev Goswami. And he wanted Jayadev Goswami to come to his palace. But Jayadev Goswami denied that. He said, no, I do not go to the house of any materialistic person. A king certainly is a materialistic person because he is busy with the pound and shilling. So he denied that, declined. But gradually he understood, although king was a king, but he was also a devotee. He gave the place in Champahata Gram to Jayadev Goswami to reside. I'm sorry. And in Mahabharata also, the name is mentioned, Champahatta. Champahatta. But gradually he came to know, Jayadev Goswami came to know that he was really a very surrendered devotee, Rajarshi, Raja, but a Rishi. And he was completely, extremely detached. And in that place, Jayadev Goswami, along with his wife, Padmavati, would live there and perform there daily worship of Shri Radha Krishna with the champak flowers. One day, he saw a wonderful thing, that Lord Krishna became champak baran, means his color became yellow, golden yellow. Jayadev Goswami had this vision. Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati, they would worship Radha Krishna in Raga Marga, spontaneous devotional service, according to the path of divine love. Raga Marga, spontaneous loving devotional service. So one day he had the vision that Lord's beautiful golden luster was completely enchanting, and his extremely beautiful face belittled millions of moons. Lord Krishna gave the audience darshan as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His color was completely, different, golden luster, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had wavy hair, long arms, and a beautiful flower garland around his neck. His body illumined the thatch of the Jayadev. Seeing the form of Gauranga, Jayadev, the best of poets, fainted in divine love as tears streamed from his eyes. And seeing the Lord's form, Padmavati Devi also fainted and fell to the ground. Both the husband and wife had the darshan, beautiful darshan of Krishna. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color is champak flower color, golden, molten golden, yellowish color, not just yellow, molten golden color. And after Sri Krishna touched their body, they came to consciousness. And Sri Krishna, in the form of Gauranga, revealed the truth to Jayadev Goswami. He said, "You are both my highly exalted devotees, and I desire to reveal myself to you. Very soon, I will take birth from the womb of Shachi Devi in Nadia. With all the devotees of all my previous avatars, I will distribute the wealth of divine love through Sri Krishna Kirtan." 125 verse number. "At the age of 24, I will take sannyasa and then reside in Nilachal. There, immersed in intense divine love, I will deeply, deeply relish your Sri Gita Govinda with my devotees. I am telling you the truth. Your Gita Govinda is extremely dear to me. Navadvip Dham is spiritual and supreme. I promise you that you will come here after leaving your body. For now, you too will go to Nilachal, serve Jagannath there, and you will attain the fruit of divine love." Saying this, Gaurachandra disappeared in separation from the Lord. Jayadev and Padmavati fainted. 130 text number. So we hear that Jayadev Goswami used to live in Navadvip. After they received the order to live in Nilachal, they used to live in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, but they did not want to leave Navadvip. They were brokenhearted. They're so much in distress to leave Navadvip Dham. But because it was the order of Sri Krishna or Gauranga Mahaprabhu, ultimately they left Navadvip and came to Nilachal to reside. And we know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish the songs from Gita Govinda. Gita means the song. It is a wonderful book, Gita Govinda. But Gita Govinda is not for us, for very, very advanced, mature devotees, because we may misunderstand Gita Govinda as ordinary, a loving affair between a boy and a girl. Krishna Leela is very mysterious, right? Krishna ro jatika Leela, sarvottamo naro Leela. Lord Krishna's pastimes are unlimited, right? He did so many different pastimes in different avatars. Within all the Leelas of Krishna, especially Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, the Nara Leela is sarvottama, the best. And his form is also sarvottama. The Supreme Lord's form is Benukara, Gopo Vesha Benukara. He is a coward boy. And he is holding the flute, this form of Krishna is most enchanting form. And loving affair between Radha and Krishna is Sarva Leela Sar, the essence, the topmost pastimes of Krishna. It's not easily appreciated by everyone or general devotees. Means, of course, when non-devotees, they would not understand a bit, they will misunderstand. So within the devotees group, very highly developed, advanced, pure, mature devotee can understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish some books or songs from some books. Like one book is known as Gita Govinda. Another is Bilva Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. Those two books he used to relish with very intimate devotees, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, not with public or general devotees, not with the general devotees. For the general devotees, he gave us some books. That is Sri Brahma Samhita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So who can estimate the rasas as they are in Gita Govinda or Bilva Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita? We cannot understand fully the because we are not mature to understand, that's why. So, in this chapter it is written that that this book, that is Gita Govinda, would be relished by me. So, it is there, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, glory to the poet Jayadev, glory to Padmavati, glory to Sri Gita Govinda, glory to love for Krishna. O Lord, mercifully give me a drop of the ocean of divine love that Jayadev relished. Saying this, Jiva tumbled to the ground and rolled at the holy feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Means the same point Jiva Goswami also was saying, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also is saying. Because Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to relish this Gita Govinda so deeply that who can estimate the value or the deep rasas in the Gita Govinda that Jayadev Goswami wrote. So in this way, we finished our 11th chapter, and Jayadev Goswami's description are very, very wonderful actually. When they arrived Nilachal, by seeing Jagannath deities in Nilachal or Jagannath Puri, they became very much happy and satisfied again. Although we understand that while they were leaving Navadvip Dham, they were very, very unhappy. They are very, very overwhelmed with grief. How to give up this Navadvip and go to Nilachal? Still, they went because Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's order was there. So after seeing Lord Jagannath's deity form, they became very much happy and settled over there. In this way, we finished the chapter 11. Okay. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says at the end of all the chapters, he says beautifully, that Nitai Janava Paduchhaya Jaro Asho Asho Jar Nudiya Mahatmogai Akinchana Jar. The poor fallen soul whose aspiration is the shade of Nitai and Janava's feet chants the glories of Nadiya. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Janava Mata ki jai, Jayadev Goswami ki jai, Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatma ki jai, Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you, all glories to
my humble.
Book you're reading. It was very, very beautiful as usual. It's very exciting as we proceed in the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Very nice leelas. So the first part you were talking about Lord Varahadev appearing, in front of the Vasudev Brahmana.
Yes.
And then, so what was the meaning you said? You equated the name Varaha to something in Bengali. What was that? Indicating the Dvipa.
No, Koladev. 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 His form was like a mountain, big form.
Mm-hmm.
So the place is also like that. Like, Krishna and Govardhan Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So okay. Koladev. And the place like mountain. So the place is known as Kola Dvipa.
So this
means the place. Himself.
So it doesn't mean that Kola means the Varaha Rupa. It's just indicating the mountain. It's not really indicating the form as Varaha, right? Is that correct?
Kola Dev is Varadev's name.
Oh, is it?
To the book.
Okay, that's what I asked, yeah. Okay. And then it was very nice to hear about both the kings. The first one was Samudra Sen and the second one? Lakshman Sen.
Yeah. Lakshman Sen.
Yeah.
Samudra Sen is first one.
Mm.
And next is Lakshman Sen. Jayadev Goswami used to live during the rule of Lakshman Sen. Samudra Sen was the king And he fought with Bhimsen. He used to live in Navadvip Dham. Samudra Sen used to live. He was also Raja. He was also a Raja, king. And when Bhimsen, you know, wanted to conquer Bengal, so he came to Bengal, Navadvip time. You know, during tax collection, all the brothers of Yudhishthir is to go in four directions. In the Mahabharata, the descriptions are there. Someone would go to the north side, someone would go to the east side, someone would go to the west side, someone would go to the south side. To go to the king and asking for the tax. Also to see that the king is abiding the rules of the emperor, because Yudhishthir Maharaj was the Dharma Raj. So the main business was to establish Dharma everywhere. So both things were together. So Bhimsen came to east to conquer, you know, the land, means to see that the king is working under the subjugation of the emperor, Maharaj Yudhishthir. So when he came and Samudragar is the place, Samudra Sen thought that was the nice opportunity. If I fight very fiercely with Bhimsen, and if I create a trouble for Bhimsen, then Lord Krishna definitely would come here to protect him, and I'll get the darshan of Lord Krishna, because he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, although he was a king, Samudra Sen. So in this way, we heard that story. And Krishna actually appeared. And also he saw Gauranga's throne in Navadvip. He wanted to see. He knew from the scriptures that in Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna would appear as Gauranga. So he gave the darshan. By reading this book, you know, we develop full faith in Gauranga as Krishna. It takes time. It takes time to realize Lord Gauranga is Krishna and Radha Krishna combined form.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, I mean, like, we really don't understand Krishna Leela unless we fully, I mean, unless we really realize.
Yeah, going into the rasa is actual point, you know, the mood, the emotion. Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave us the emotion, how to become a devotee of Radha Krishna. Because it is unknown to us.
And the other thing I wanted to check was, you were talking about Champaklata, and you were talking about Champakhatta. So Champaklata, did she also participate in Gaura Leela? Like, do we know who she was in Gaura Leela?
Well, that is not written in this book, and I personally do not know, but the description is this. This Champakhatta gram, the village name is Champakhatta, is famous for champak flower. And because the Krishna pastimes in Vrindavan also present simultaneously in Navadvip Dham, as we know, in Vrindavan, Champaklata's, I think, one of the services was to pick the flowers and make the garland. So Champaklata would come to Champakhatta gram, because this gram, the forest, is full of champak flowers. So for Radha Krishna, she would come here in Champakhatta gram, the place. In this place, the forest is full of champak flower. She would pick those flowers and would make nice garlands for Radha Krishna, for Vrindavan.
Yes, ma'am.
Vrindavan Krishna.
Yeah.
And wherever available. Let's go. Nowadays, we get flowers from all over the world, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
We get so many flowers. Not grown here. It's by flight. Here we get, you know, jasmine flowers or other orchid flowers, many, many nice, nice flowers, right? From different parts of the world. You know, the flights are bringing those flowers here in during Krishna's pastimes. The Sakis would go places and collect the flowers.
Mm.
So she would come to Navadvip Dham to collect best flowers, champak flowers. Oh, it's so wonderful. I think, you know, whoever is born in India, they know about this, you know,
yes.
Flower. Very fragrant and very molten golden color, very bright in color, nice. So she would come here to pick the flowers.
Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji, thank you so much. It's very nice, Mataji. All the first time, especially from the Satyayuga, they knew that Mahaprabhu's glory, who are the confidential devotee. Very nice to hear. Mataji, Lakshman Sena, that I heard that Jayadev Goswami was, he himself gone from the Navadvip because Lakshman Sena came and then he feel offended or like that. Yes, Mataji, about the story.
Lakshman Sen was the king.
Okay.
Was the king of that time. You know, the kings change, right? And, you know, in small places, in any small place, we have a leader and we say king. Like, king, we say in Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj was the king, right? He was under King Kamsa, but he was also king of Gokula, right? Like that, small places. In some small places, there is always a king or leader like that. So in that place, in Champakhatta place, there was a king. His name was Lakshman Sen. And during the time of King Lakshman Sen, Jayadev Goswami used to live there. And he wrote Dashavatar Stotram and Gita Govinda there in Navadvip during Lakshman Sen's time. And Lakshman Sen, when came to know about Dashavatar Charitra Stotra, he wanted to know the writer. He wanted to meet the writer. Then when he came to see Jayadev Goswami at night, one night, and he was very much pleased by meeting Jayadev Goswami. And he actually invited Jayadev Goswami to come to the palace to discuss more, means about Krishna Katha, but Jayadev Goswami declined that. But he came to know that Lakshman Sen was a very nice devotee too. So that was the point. We hear, you know, many kings, although they used to take care of many things, royal things, you know, of the country, but still internally they were the pure devotees of Krishna. They were the Rajarsis, right? They were not the men of pound and shilling. And he requested to live in Champakhatta or Champahati. No, nowadays the name is Champahati or Champakhatta on the bank of Ganga. On the bank of Ganga in Champakhatta, he gave the place to live, you know, for Jayadev Goswami. Lakshman Sen gave that, you know, place. So this is the way we understand. And Jayadev Goswami and Padmavati, they used to get so many champak flowers every day. It was good for them when Lakshmasen offered a place near by Champak forest on the bank of Ganga. So they used to get so many Champak flowers every day, and they would worship Nandakumar, Krishna. So one day, they had the vision of Lord Gauranga. Krishna's blackish color disappeared. Instead, they saw beautiful gold, molten golden color of Krishna. You know, by seeing that, they became fainted. They understood that same Krishna is golden Krishna, A Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Our Rupa Goswami said beautifully, right? He is the same Krishna, only the name is different, right? Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. His color, bodily hue is golden, and his name is only Krishna Chaitanya, but he is Krishna. So to realize fully this point, it takes time. So the more we hear, you know, from the bona fide scriptures and from our acharyas, we are hearing from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? The more we hear, the more our faith grows, you know, increase. Yeah. You know, through the intellect, we understand many things, that's for sure. But from the heart, we have to realize. That is all about this. You know, how to open the heart, how to have the access of all the fine emotions of a devotee, you know, and what a few pure bhakti they used to perform without any material desires, just to have Krishna's darshan. Only desire was there, to have darshan of Krishna. But a pure desire to have darshan means proper darshan, proper understanding, proper darshan, right? Yeah.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Mataji, also Jayadev Goswami was here in earth. It was not very long time ago. Yes, it's like thousand years back or like that, no?
Means Lakshman Sen, yeah, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that's for sure. Maybe 1,000 years. I don't know exact history of the kings of Bengal, but Lakshman Sen was the king at that time, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, yes.
Mataji, I heard in the Guru Maharaj lecture, that's why 1,000 years ago, I heard that. Mataji, I have, I don't have any doubt, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, but this was his conversation between Nityananda Prabhu and and then how it was, means he was giving he was recording this conversation in any scripture, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he got all the reference, Mataji.
He wrote this book on the basis of many scriptures. Also, he had the divine vision. This is amazing. They used to live in reality. That's the point. See, devotees have two lives. Means one is divine life, another is our, you know, mundane life. Yes, this is the place, material world, and this and the. We are seeing everything to our designated consciousness, right? I am Indian, I'm this and that, I'm a man, woman. Designated consciousness. As a pure devotee becomes more and more absorbed in Krishna Leela, Chaitanya Leela, he lives in total reality, not in mundane world or mundane with mundane consciousness. Reality is different, right, from mundane world. And they enter into that reality. It is possible for them to have the divine vision and divine leelas to see. In Gaura Leela also we know that many devotees, which is the name, I forgot, Vishwanath Chakravarti maybe, he was able to go to Sri Vrindavan Dham, Golok Dham, meet with Radha Krishna and would come back again. Means in consciousness. And that is the real bhajan. Ultimately, real bhajan is a nama bhajan. Means by taking full shelter of Panchatattva, enter into Gaura Leela, and through Gaura Leela, enter into Vrindavan Leela. Whole thing is available for them in pure Krishna consciousness. Because you enter into reality. And that is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jive Swarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. I am a servant of Krishna. So my dharma is to serve Krishna. When we enter into the mood, into that reality, I am just a servant and serving Krishna. See that? You are transformed. Means you are entering into reality. Then all the truth is accessible. Just by intellectually understanding I am servant of Krishna is not enough. Entering into that mood or reality or emotion. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was able to enter into reality and see the pastimes. Actually, he studied all the Vaishnava literatures given by the six Goswamis. Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, others. And extracted the essence and put into writings in a poem form, poetry form, novel form. Amazing. He was a Grihastha person, but was able to enter into the reality. He was so pure, exalted devotee. And he gave us in a form which we can understand. So in some literature, the talk between Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami is there. And he combined everything. Also he studied all the scriptures about Navadvip. You know, I have one book, The Glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a compendium of Vaishnava text translated by Kushakratha Das. He quoted so many verses from so many Upanishads, Chaitanya Upanishad, and Atharva Vedas, you know. Other parts of the Vedas, you know. So, on the basis of that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote all the books. All the books. This is the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in Vedas also, especially in Atharva Veda. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is there. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna, but it is very hidden. Many things about, actually everything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Vedas were very confidential, hidden. Because the love of Godhead itself is a very confidential topic. Right? Because generally we do not aspire for that. Love, only for loving Krishna or God, and that is the highest aspiration. It is very confidential. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance also very confidential. Very, very confidential. And it takes time to realize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy upon us. It's like we received Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but truly we do not understand what I have received. It is the prema phala already, but I do not have access of love because heart is not pure enough yet. But chanting with faith, that access of love would be given to me. It's very confidential. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur really studied all the scriptures and he put all the essence in poetry form, in bhajans, in his works. So this is the way we came to know. He had the vision. All right. And that is the reality. This is not unreal reality. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Amazing. He never met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his life. When he came to Vrindavan, in a dream, we know from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? He was ordered by Nityananda Prabhu to go to Vrindavan, right? When he came to Vrindavan, at the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not present in the material world. All the Vaishnavas requested him to write a book on the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was feeling totally incapable of doing that. But they supplied all the tikas, means notes, to him. Murari Gupta, also Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, from their writings also he understood. He studied. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was very, very brilliant scholar in Sanskrit and Bengali. He studied all the writings of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Also they supplied Swarup Damodar, their karcha, their notes were supplied to him by their empowerment. And by the empowerment of Nityananda, he was able to put everything in one book, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. But amazing that he never met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when we read, we never think that way, right? Because he had the full vision of the reality. This is amazing. It is inaccessible for us. So sometimes we wonder, right? Is it possible for us to read all the works of the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami? It's impossible. It's a fact. It is impossible. But all the essences are present in one book, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. We do not miss anything. We understand what is Krishna consciousness and how to practice Krishna consciousness. This is the way. Spiritual reality is totally a different reality. Transcendental reality. When it is not understandable right now for us. Okay?
Yes, Mataji, thank you. When we our heart become pure and then it will reveal. Yeah, we just how our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all our acharyas there. I really like the point you are telling. It's their real life is a spiritual life. Our real life, they are in reality and they could give that knowledge. Thank you, Masaji. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. We are also understanding very fine things, fine reality, very subtle reality. Reality is very subtle, very fine. Just like we are hearing Goloka Dham chart. So your mind is now dwelling in Goloka Dham. It is a reality for us. There is Goloka Dham. There is Vrindavan Dham. And our goal is to go to that place. It is now understandable by us, isn't it? We are getting trained up, right? All the training, all the constant, repeatedly we are hearing the truth. By repeatedly hearing the truth, we are understanding so much better, right? And now we have so much understanding of the spiritual world, about the geography of the spiritual world, more and more. So this is the way. We should not argue about it. This is reality. Reality cannot be approached with our material senses. So therefore, the purification is needed. The more we, you know, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with faith, more we get the access of the reality. Wonderful things are going on in our lives. Gradually, we'll be able to live in the reality, right? Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. The chant causes samadhi, yes. There is a big champa tree. So is that a part of Champahati?
No, that place is a different place. Simantadvip. No.
Oh, Simantadvip. Okay.
Yeah. Chantkaj is different. Yeah, champak trees in Bengal, you know, used to be so much everywhere. But that was the Champakhatta, is the forest of champak flower.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
But the forest is not there anymore.
In our, you know, neighborhood, there's one champak tree. And so the whole tree was full of flowers. Whole neighborhood would be, you know, full of fragrance. In the night time, champak flowers, you know, the fragrance we used to have. One tree was enough for whole neighborhood. Unbelievable. We used to go to see the champak tree almost every day to get some flowers, you know, from the town.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you very much. Very nice, wonderful nectar.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you, all the devotees. Thank you so much. So we can end the class right now. Let us offer humble obeisances all to all the devotees. Bancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhuvayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Is this the last Hare Krishna Mataji? Is this the last chapter, 11th?
Uh-huh. No, 11th is gone. Finished. Sorry, then 12. It is. We have to go until 18 chapters. This book is 18 chapters. Last three chapters are very, very important chapters. Very, very full of philosophy. Lord Nityananda will speak about a lot of philosophy. Means connection between Krishna Lila, Gaur Lila, and how to enter into Krishna Lila. That point will be revealed. More.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Let's pay our obeisances to Her Grace Savitri Mataji and all the
devotees. All the Vaishnavas. Bancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhuvayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Navadvip Dham Atma ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Savitri Mataji ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.